not really flowing very well. And, you know, people interrupted and spoke over each other. So, you know, a small group of people, including Arthur MacLeod and Dennis and Sabu and John Tatum as our advisor, you know, put together these rules, as the principal points that we thought needed to be stressed. And these were voted on by the LSB at the time, so they have been approved. They are, part of WPFW's, functioning and rules. And so we just wanted to go through them quickly for the benefit, especially of the new people, and to remind the rest of us. There are seven primary rules, and there are also penalties for violation of these rules. Especially the first, say, three rules. I'm not sure I need to read through. I guess I'll read through them. Once the meeting begins, members shall not speak unless recognized by the chair. The chair will announce the method for being recognized depending on the setting of the meeting. In other words, if it's in person or in Zoom, we might be in person at some point. But the chair is the only one who can recognize people to speak, and no one should speak until the chair recognizes them. Rule two, a member shall never interrupt another speaker except to raise a point of order. And then the chair will rule on that point of order, whether to accept it or not. And a point of order means, some rule is being broken, whether it's, from the bylaws or, well, principally from the bylaws or Robert's rules, if those are procedures we're using. Rule three, that members and listeners should put themselves on mute during phone or video meetings at all times unless speaking. And we've all heard, you know, when there's disturbances in the background. The fourth rule is that members and other attendees shall remain silent at all times during in-person meetings as well, unless called on by the chair. And there's, a single penalty that applies to those first four rules, which is that a member who violates any of these rules shall receive two warnings from the chair. A member who violates any of these rules a third time during the same meeting shall not be recognized and or shall be muted for the duration of that meeting except to vote. We may need to check the legality of that because I think there's a rule in the bylaws, perhaps, about muting people, but basically,
The
go ahead,
refusal to
Dennis.
recognize would
That would take
accomplish.
care of
That's
it.
already
That's
in
what I
there.
was thinking. Okay, rule number five. Members shall be limited. We may need to update the times in here, but members shall be limited to no more than two 90-second speeches on each motion or amendment to a motion. And a member may not speak a second time unless and until all others wishing to speak have done so. A member who violates this rule will be declared out of order by the chair, although the chair may decide to allow a speaker to finish their sentence or thought if it goes beyond the time that was established. Here, the 90 seconds. The last two rules are maybe the heavier ones. Rule six, members shall make no personal comments about another member or directed to another member. This includes insulting another member or criticizing another member's motives. Or questioning another member's motives. I know we discussed. We don't know what is in somebody else's head, and so we shouldn't assume we know what that is. Rule seven, members shall refrain at all times from conduct injurious to the organization, its purposes, or its members. This is inclusive of written as well as oral communications. And this rule came up, the part about written communications is that at one time there were some furious exchanges of emails where everyone on the board was copied and, you know, accusations and falsehoods were being flung willy-nilly everywhere, and it didn't do the station any good. The penalty for violating either one of these last two rules, a member who violates either of them during a meeting shall be dismissed immediately from the meeting. A member who violates either rule between meetings, i.e. in public communications, such as shared emails, shall be suspended from the following meeting. If the same member is found in violation of either rule a second time within 1 year, they shall again be dismissed from the meeting dismissed from the meeting or suspended from the following meeting as applicable, and shall be sent in writing a 30-day notice minimum for a meeting in executive section to remove the member from the LSB. So those are, you know, that's a heavier penalty, but I want to stress that the point of these rules is to make our meetings flow more smoothly and in a more collegial manner, where we treat each other the way we ourselves would like to be treated and be respectful to other people and listen to them. So, Bill, it sounds like you want to
chip in,
take things from there, yeah?
A little bit. Just want to say it's not so much about the punishment, although they are penalties. And individuals who designed this and approved in 2020, or the original committee was established June 10th, 2020. Now, I'm going to also add that for the new people who are coming on the board and who may not have a history of PFW, like I didn't have a real history of being involved with PFW, you're coming in at a very good time. We're trying to learn to be polite. Maybe so frank like that. Like, for example, tonight's meeting, what I see is the chair is really like the referee, so that we are kind of polite. We can have broad, deep disagreements, but we can still be somewhat polite, or as Eileen says, collegial. So the one that really jumped out to me was, number four, members and other attendees shall remain silent at all times or in-person meetings. But the same applies to, when we're on Zoom like we are now. It really allows us to have, a more congenial, and we can get work done. And I appreciate the efforts that the new chair has implemented. And we're all evolving with this, so it's not like we all got it down packed, but you could almost kind of think of it like, you know, Mama said be polite, be considerate of other people. It's really very basic.
Okay. Thank you. I see five people on this deck, and we will set it there. That is in order: Ron, Eddie, Wayne, Kamau, and Vanessa. It is 10:06, and we are heading to the home stretch. So let's hear from you folks. 90 seconds each. Begin, Ron.
Okay. I believe it's in section 5 where it talks about, board members, calling people names or doing things like that, you know, in meetings. I would like to, bring up the issue of people, board members, making unsubstantiated allegations about other board members. I think that should be included as part of that disciplinary process, because you know people get hot tempered and whatever, and say things about people that are unsubstantiated, and that's totally, totally inappropriate. And these people don't have an opportunity to defend themselves. So I think any language like that, when another board member is making unsubstantiated allegations against fellow board members, I think that requires some level of discipline also.
The let me say this, that my interpretation is that that can certainly be covered under the rules as written. I don't think they need to be changed for that. I also want to remind that anyone can a point of order can be raised by anyone. If any of these rules is being violated, that would be cause for a point of order at which the chair would rule one way or the other whether that that point was well taken, meaning that that person is or is not in violation and susceptible to the penalties. I do think that the way things have gone, I would suggest that people be careful even when not using names. There are times when it is possible to clearly refer to someone specifically without using their name, and everybody knows who we're talking about. And I would be careful about that, thinking that saying someone or a certain person can exempt you from being held accountable for that.
Mr. Chair, just a quick response.
Yep.
That sounds fine and dandy, but if another board member comes on and says, well, you know, somebody, you know, is responsible for this, or there's, you know, there's evidence of that, you know, and, you know, without substantiation, the person who may be offended, even though that amended the person by name, you know, it would be up to the entire board to raise that point of order, you know, that, you know, such things are not in order and inappropriate. So if we police ourselves like that, great. Right. Okay. I just want to be clear that unsubstantiated allegations, you know, is grounds for a point of order. And for disciplinary action if necessary.
Right. And you don't have to be the aggrieved party to raise a point of order.
Exactly. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Yes. Adele.
My concern is that I do not see in these rules, which I think are really, I commend the folks who put them together, because there's a lot of work and a lot of thought went into it. But I don't see anything that specifically refers to the chat. And even at this moment, I'm being accused of being part of a cabal, I and other members.
Yeah.
And I really think that we cannot leave the chat exempt from these rules when we're talking about, you know, other members. So I don't know what the fix for that is or if it requires a fix. But it's a concern.
Good point.
Can I respond to that?
Yes, Eileen.
Yeah, I think, you know, these rules do apply to written communications as well. So they would cover the chat. We do have a separate document, on behavior in the chat, but that was, sort of focused on other kinds of issues, you know, people going on and on and on in the chat. Anyways, but it would be covered. Yes, Addie. So okay. There you go. And you can, you know, bring it up. You could probably even, you know, when you saw that in the chat, you could probably call a point of order at that time.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you both. Wayne.
Addie stole my thunder. Anyway.
Okay.
That was the exact point I was going to make.
Great minds, man.
Hey, man.
Good job.
About the chat and being called you know, Cabal also email, it references email directly, I believe.
Yes.
I know we had an instance in 2020 of some emails going back and forth. So great job. Thanks for bringing it up. One thing I really like to preach is civility. Just yeah. We could be civil. We can do work. If you can't be civil, yes. You cannot do work.
So, especially with new members, now that, I would say that, once this discussion is ended, everyone is duly informed. No one can claim, ignorance of the law. So everything will be in effect. Come on. And then Vanessa, and then we move on.
Yeah, I had the same point as Wayne and Addie that I feel like this should extend to the chat as well. So appreciate the work.
Okay. Thank you, Vanessa.
So I'm not positive whether it's been mentioned that these rules came from the committee, but they were voted on by the LSB. So it wasn't just a committee.
Yeah, we mentioned here's the official LSB rules, yes.
Okay, I just wanted to, I wasn't sure that point was clear. And I commend Arthur McLeod, who was the one who came up with this, who formed the committee. Yep. And so I wanted to say that. So having said that, and I do appreciate there are rules, because things were completely out of control. And it only takes a person or two to really cause a bunch of chaos. So the committee was formed in response to that, and the committee came up with some rules. It was voted on by the LSB. Having said that, I think some of the rules are just a little harsh, just a bit. So I agree with most of them, but I do have a problem with some of them. I think they're just a bit on the draconian side.
Quickly, I just want to take this as a reminder that this is really how things work. Things really get hashed out, as I said earlier, in the committees. Committees bring issues to the board, and the board votes, and that's really how things get done. And so, if you really want to have serious input and discussion into shaping some of these issues, whatever they are, not just rules, but, you know, fundraising, whatever, go to the committee meeting, get involved in the committee meeting, be part of the group that brings forth the proposal to the whole board for approval.
So are there still committee meetings on?
Bill Curtis is in charge of the CSE committee. So if anybody has questions about the rules, I would say contact Bill Curtis.
So can I ask him now, are there still committee meetings? Bill?
I don't know if they're regularly scheduled, but just contact him for when they will be. There will
is
be
he
meetings.
Here?
It is an ongoing committee. It is an ongoing committee.
Can I mention something?
Yes, Eileen.
Vanessa, did you mean the rules are draconian or the penalties? Because I think we did not actually exercise the penalties very often, but the fact of establishing the rules, I think, did bring about better behavior
No doubt about that. In fact, there was at least one person who just resigned immediately.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
No persons. We'll stop right there.
I said one per, I didn't mention a name, Dennis.
I know,
so
but,
to me it was some but, of the, like I said, I agree with on, most of it. I agree with most of it, but I do think some of it is a bit extreme in terms of some of the rules and some of the penalties. That's just my opinion. But they were voted on by the LSB, so it is what it is.
Right. Okay. I will go with Verna and Donna. Again, it is 10:18. We're almost done, but.
Okay. Let me just say that I personally am delighted that these rules are being enforced, and thank you to Arthur for helping to create them, and thank you to Dennis for bringing them, resurrecting them in this particular session of the LSB.
Bill's idea.
Pardon me?
Give Bill the credit.
Okay. And Bill. Yes, indeed, Bill. But I'm concerned about, I'm not clear. So are you saying that the person who feels as though they've been offended has to raise a point of order? To me, it seems as though the chairman should automatically, note that that is a violation of the rules at the time.
Yes.
And the onus should not be on the person that, because that actually happened in tonight's meeting.
Yes, Erna.
And yes.
Yes, that was clarified in the discussion with Ron. Yes, the chair can declare it, but it's not up to someone who feels that they've been aggrieved to raise the point of order. Any delegate can raise the point of order.
I know it's not up to them, but it feels to me like the onus should really be on the chair to really initiate that action.
I understand. The reason that I don't hope, I'm hesitating to wholeheartedly agree with that is because it's up to the chair to rule. And if the chair calls the point, then it's like the prosecutor also being the judge. You see what I mean?
I understand.
So if somebody brings, calls the point and then the chair has to rule one way or the other, if the chair calls the point, it's as if the ruling has been prejudged.
Mm-hmm. Also, if the chair goes on to the next item, then, but anyway.
The point of order has to be addressed and ruled on.
Okay, it has to be called as a point of order.
Mr. Tatum would tell us that.
All right. Well, and just let me just reiterate that I think it's extremely important that, these falsehoods and these, erroneous allegations and accusations be wheeled in, because they are so disruptive and they're impugning people's characters. And so I'm just, as I said before, I'm glad to see this being put into place. And what about the fact that if someone has already violated one of these rules tonight, I guess can't go back and penalize them for that.
The clock will start at the end of this discussion.
Okay. All right. I'm done.
Yes. Thank you. Okay.
Drop the mic.
Okay. So the only point I wanted to make is that these rules are for the LSB members, and that's great. But some of the biggest offenders are visitors who come to our meetings who are not part of the LSB, especially in the chat. I mean, it happens in the chat a lot.
Absolutely.
And I would really like to make sure that they understand that we have rules in place. And that they can't violate those rules, right?
Thank you. Bill,
I'll share with everybody the document we have with the rules for the chat. We could post it before every meeting if that would help. I don't know. But I'll make sure that this gets sent around to everybody. That's all.
Okay. What would probably help in this, I think I'm going to kick this back to the committee. If you want to consider making it explicit that, someone who violates whatever the rule you decide, that if someone who violates it in the chat, that person, could also be expelled from the meeting or some kind of, or I don't know how you can't really, mute somebody from the chat, but see if there is some kind of redress that you would recommend.
Yeah, maybe we can all think about it a little bit and discuss it next time.
No, I think that the committee should come back with
an
idea. Okay.
Hey, Dennis, may I?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. I also want to just mention that I talked to Eileen about this. I believe I got an email from someone that expressed an interest in being a part of the committee. I was walking in the house, looking at my phone. I was so excited that I got that the feedback came about wanting to join the committee. And I deleted it. So by mistake.
By mistake.
I was so excited. So I was so excited. So, if the person's on, yeah, we welcome. No problem.
Anyone interested, and it would be good to have more people on the committee, please contact Bill Curtis.
No problem.
Mr. Tatum.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Happy New Year, everyone.
Thank you.
I just wanted to clarify something that was mentioned earlier. Who's responsible for the decorum at a meeting? And that would be the chair. It is the chair's duty so that members' rights don't get infringed upon, that the chair should keep order at the meeting. Now, other people, as the chair has already said, other people can make a point of order, but it's not really the chair that raises a point of order. It's the chair that directs the meeting and makes sure that people's rights aren't infringed upon. But if he misses something, then certainly other members of the board can raise a point of order, which, as he said earlier, he would have to rule on. So just keep that in mind. Chair first. If he misses something, then a point of order.
Okay. So noted. Thank you. It is, Ellen, it is 10:23. We have unfinished business and new business, and then we will be done. Ellen?
I just quickly, Donna, could you email me to give me your correct email? That's all. Thank you.
I will. Okay.
Yeah, email me too, Donna. Just copy me on that.
Yes, we'll do.
Is there any unfinished business? Okay. There's one item that I'm aware of under new business, and that is Minerva wanted to give notice about that a workshop is being planned. Go ahead, Minerva.
Okay, thank you, Dennis. For the members of the LSV board, and we did this last year, and it was mainly for the new members, but it's for everyone. We want to do a workshop where we take a moment to go over the Pacifica bylaws, to talk about the different committees that we have, and that would be asking the committee chairs to please just take a little bit of time to join. So this is your time to promote your committee and ask for individuals to join. And also we would add to that looking at the committees for the PMB. Because there are committees that individuals from the LSV can join, and they do not have to be one of the individuals elected to the PMB. And this is how I felt. I got an insight as to what goes on at a level higher than our LSV, and it gives us the opportunity to have a presence on their committees. And also we need the same presence on ours. Along with that, Kamal, I would ask you, just as I did last year, if we can put together information for the LSB, as you did for the programmers, on how to understand the finances of the station. I think that would help us when we have these finance reports, so that everyone has some knowledge as to what's being shared and would be able to ask the questions that need to be asked. What we're looking at right now and supporting this would also be Tony Leon. He did the workshop on the bylaws last year, and the individuals that took part, we were supposed to do a second version to that, but we did not get to do so. But it's hopeful that maybe sometime in March, I can't say February, because in February we would be working with the station on the fund drive, that we could do this. So I need to ask the members of the board to please share with the chair and the secretary. Well, we can send out a list of dates. And, well, the first is, do you want a weekday or a weekend? And the last time we did it on a Monday, and I think it was about a couple of hours that we had a Zoom meeting. And we have a lot to share, and we may not be able to cover it all in a couple of hours, but we can do another session along with it. And So that is what's being planned. And we know that a lot of the members that have been on the board for a while, you may not choose to take part, but I can tell you when we came on in 21, we had no clue. But since 22, 23, we have begun to educate ourselves. And I just feel like the more you know, the better this board can work together to support the radio station. So is there any questions about anything that I just shared?
Yeah, thank you, Minerva.
All right. And we'll be getting that information to you, Dennis, before, within the next couple of weeks, so that at least people can have it before the next meeting to let us know what dates, and we'll go from there. Thank you again, and thank you, everyone, for taking the time to listen to me. Have a good evening.
Thank you. I see Ellen and Kamau.
Eileen, you can take Ellen's hands down.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Dennis.
Yeah.
Mr. Chair.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to echo what Minerva said. She mentioned wanting to do a workshop on how to read the profit and loss statement, income statement. Mm-hmm. So we've got the slide deck put together already, something we did for the programmers. So expecting that all those who want to know more about how to go through and effectively read the profit and loss statement in order to glean information from it and not just see a bunch of numbers, we'll definitely put that together. And we use real data. So it's not anything that I'm making up. This is going to be the actual data from the station. So we'll be able to go through and not only learn how to understand the statement, but also have the actual information of our local station. So looking forward to doing that. And I guess March, I think I heard. So more to come. Thank you.
Okay, great. All right, last thing is the action items. I'm going to just stick with three things I'm holding myself accountable for. First is to get with Minerva tomorrow to determine the 11 voting members of the MASC. We'll get that out to everyone and we will communicate that to everyone. And also, as I said, I'm asking Wayne Bruce to take the lead in organizing to get that group together as soon as possible, because there is a lot of work to be done on that. Second thing is I need to follow up with the executive director on the letter of concern from the community about the investigation. Third point I want to make is that I will be reviving the monthly meetings of the local coordinating committee with the chairs of the various committees. So I'll be reaching out within the next week to the current chairs, and I know some of that may change over the next month, but just to get the ball rolling, I will set set up a time that hopefully does not conflict with any other meetings and get that out, as I said, within a week. Tony?
For the members who want to join the various LSB committees, yes. where are we with that? We need a committee description and
Okay, you actually got you should have gotten a committee description same time you got the agenda. There is a second one that Irene developed that includes some other committees. We'll send that out. And I guess what we can do is send out the names of the current chairs. I know Ellen has been doing some of that, and we'll sort that out because all those committees are meeting now over the next few weeks, and there are changes. But you can at least give you a current contact name for all of the committees. But you should have a description of most of the committees in hand. We'll send out another one.
Okay. And then we'll need, I think it will be proper for the LSB to get a list of who's on what committee once it's all done.
Yes, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. That is already in process, but we have to wait until everybody has met over the next month and pull together their, what they seem to be their roster for 2024.
Thank you.
We will share that with everyone. Okay. That's all I got. It is 10:33.
I move to adjourn the meeting.
I second.
Oh, I've been having so much fun.
No, okay. You weren't.
I third. This was a great meeting. Have a wonderful.
I'm sorry, everyone.
Have a wonderful night and happy New Year to everyone.
Happy New Year.
Thank you all.
See you next month.
Shucks, now I'm going to have to learn how to be civil.
Everybody.
Yeah.
You're such a hellraiser. That'll never happen.
Right. Our meeting.
I know you.
First good night, everybody. Good
night. Keep smiling, everybody.
Good night.
It can always be worse.
What'd you say, Kamal? Oh.